In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I have to imagine, you know, the movie that plays in my mind. I have to imagine that when Moses told the Israelite people to go and gather and make a gift offering of all of the things that were on the list that God had commanded that were needed for the building of the temple, I have to imagine there was this outpouring of gratitude. It plays a little bit like the Who's Down in Whoville, who liked Christmas a lot, right? They ran and they gathered all that they could gather, and they stockpiled, and they said, well, I've got that. Well, I've got that too. Well, let's put it all together. And they gathered all of the things. And it wasn't just about the things. Did you notice that? It was about the, if you are a skilled builder, if you are a skilled weaver, if you are a person who can put two bricks together, if you can stitch together the tent, everybody had a gift they could give. Exodus continues in chapter 36. And it says that Moses then called together Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person whom the Lord had given skill and who was eager to come and do the work. Moses gave them all the gift offerings that the Israelites had contributed to the work on the sanctuary. They kept bringing him spontaneous gifts morning after morning. Finally, all the skilled workers building the sanctuary left their work one by one to come out to Moses and say, these people are contributing way too much material for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do. So Moses issued a command that was proclaimed throughout the camp. Every man and woman should stop making gift offerings for the sanctuary project. So the people stopped bringing anything more because what they had already brought was more than enough to do all the work. It reminds me a little bit of last year. Was it last year or was it even this year still? When the chapel was full of food for the pantry because there wasn't room on the shelves. We had food stacked up over the platform for weeks because it didn't fit on the shelves. Do you have that image in your mind? This is how much the Israelites were bringing for the project of building the sanctuary. Do you have that image? It's overflowing. They didn't have any place else to put the robes and the linens and the yarn and the furs and the whatever else they wanted to bring. Do you have that image? It might also have looked a little bit like seven people on a cold February day, 149, almost 150 years ago. Seven people who gathered in a place and said, you know what, we need to have a Presbyterian church in this village. They gave, and they gave, and they gave, and 150 years later, we are still giving. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But here's the thing about the giving that the Israelites gave, and the giving that Moses finally had to say, okay, we got to hold up a minute. They weren't coerced to do it. In the Hebrew, which I will be the first to admit was not the strongest of my two biblical languages, but in the Hebrew, where it says in chapter 35, it says that those who are willing should give an offering, or those who are called to give an offering. The Hebrew is nadib leb. Nadib leb. Nadib being willing. Willingness. Uncoerced, unforced, generous, and voluntary. It's the willingness that comes out of gratitude. It's the willingness to give that comes out of gratitude. So when you are thankful for the things you have, and you are thankful for your situation in life, and you're thankful for the situations that God has seen fit to bring you through, amen, when you have that kind of outlook on life, and you have the willingness, it's not something we can force you to give. It's not the giving that is perfunctory. It's the giving. I'm going to brag about my niece for a minute. Book fair was this week at the school. Evelyn, with her lungs being the way they are, missed school on Monday and Tuesday. Book fair was at Hillcrest. Lydia had some of her birthday money to spend at book fair. She had a book she wanted for herself and a book she figured her sister wanted. She only had enough money for one, and God bless that child, she bought a book for her sister. It's that kind of giving. It's that kind of willingness to participate in the life of a gathered group. It's that kind of willingness that is not the same as the candy cane and the stocking. We give candy canes because, well, it's Christmas, and we have to give you something to go with your Christmas card, right? Now, I like candy canes as much as the next person, but when you come to my house for the Tabitha Circle party, you will see a coffee cup with candy canes. I don't suggest you eat them because they're last year's candy canes. They're a decoration. They're still there. Now, I'll admit I went and bought them. They weren't a gift, but still. The candy cane is that all the wonderful symbolism about the blood of Christ and the three stripes for the three wounds and the white stripes for the purity and the J and the shepherd's hook, all that. It's all wonderful. But let's be honest. We give and get candy canes because it's perfunctory, because we feel the need to give something. It's not the book for the sister, which is out of gratitude and love. That's the giving that Moses is talking about. It's that willingness, their willingness to give, Israelites' willingness to give, was an overflow of gratitude for the way God had been with them. He'd led them out of captivity to slavery in Egypt. He'd saved them from the captivity of hunger in the desert, in the wilderness, through the manna and the quails. They were thankful. They were thankful for the promise God had made to them, to always be with them, to continue on with them through everything. Lieb is heart. Heart, mind, soul, spirit, self, your inner person. The inner part of who you are. The things that make you tick. The things that move you, the things that make you upset, the things that bring you great joy, your inner soul is leb. So nadib leb is the willing heart, the willing person. And so when we talk about thanks and giving, and when we talk about being thankful like the one leper who came back, as opposed to the nine who took it for granted. And we talk about the thankfulness of our situation, and in everything rejoicing, it is so that we live into this calling to be grateful servants of God. It is so that we can talk about being grateful for the things that God has given us. And I will be the first to tell you, money's great, it's not everything. It's why we elect officers on Stewardship Sunday. It's why we have that congregational meeting on Stewardship Sunday, so that it's that reminder that we have a stewardship of time and a stewardship of gifts and a stewardship of whatever else. Stewardship is being a responsible person in using the things God has given you. And so when we call officers to serve and to be leaders in the church, we elect them as a congregation on Stewardship Sunday. So it's that reminder that your gift of your time is part of how you build the sanctuary. When we get together for craft day and you use your crafts, your crafty abilities, it is a using of your gift for furthering and the building of the sanctuary. If you have the gift of music and you give your time to choir or special music or playing the drum or whatever the case may be, that is your stewardship of your gift. And if you have the gift of being a compassionate person and you pick up the phone and you call one of your neighbors, that is the stewardship of your gift. The Israelites gave out of generosity of thankfulness. It's like that cup that overflows in Psalm 23. They were so thankful for the things God had done for them, to get them out of Egypt, to get them out of slavery, to stay with them, to keep them protected. When the call came down, these are the things we need, they came out in abundance. They came out in abundance. Why? Because they were thankful people. Like I said with Miles, there's 46 of us in this room. That means there's 46 more on the rolls. There's how many hundreds of others who call this their church home? We're all in it together. It's not just on the shoulders of the pastor or the music director or the session or the caring team or the finance team or the mission team or the building and grounds team or whatever other group you want to put together. It's not just on the shoulders of the pantry board or the pantry volunteers. We are all in this together. And to go one step bigger, it's not just on the Presbyterians or the Methodists or the Church of God or the Church of the Brethren or Oasis or whatever else. We are all in this together. So my question for you today, can your thanks turn into giving? Can your thankful hearts, and can you find the things that you are thankful for, and can you build on the things you are thankful for so that they overflow as the Israelites did? Can you recognize the things that God has done in your life and the things that God has called you to do and be thankful for them to the point where it's an overflowing? Because I'll tell you something else that we believe. We believe that every person has a purpose. Every person that God put on this earth has a purpose and a calling and a gift set that the good Lord gave them. Stewardship and being a good steward is about using those gifts for God and to worship God with those things. I know we can do it. I know every person in this room can do it. I know that it's hard sometimes. I know that life gets in the way and the messiness of the world gets in the way, and when you have to choose between taking care of yourself and taking care of the church work, you got to play that balancing act. I get it. But can you be in a place where your gratitude overflows into giving and where you have enough thanks that it turns into giving as you also give thanks? I think you can. But I can't make you. Amen.